Let's get a recap of the Mid-Plains Committed to College Board of Governors meeting that was here in McCook last night. Mr. Ryan Purdy, President and CEO over at MPCC on the phone. How you doing, Ryan? Let's try this one. There's Ryan right there. Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
Fantastic. Rich, how are you?
I'm doing good, sir. Doing good and ready for the Easter weekend coming up. And can you believe it, guys? We're a couple of weeks away. Graduation is right around the corner.
It's going to fly because we're going to come back on Monday right after Easter. We're going to have a PTK induction of McCook at 1. We're going to follow up with honors camp convocation at 3. And then we're going to have the athletic banquet at 6. So it is going to come quickly. And North Platte will do that the following Monday on the 28th. And then the 9th, the next Friday, is graduation. So, yeah, here we go.
Right around the corner. Let's get to the agenda from last night's over at McCook Community College on the first kind of big meeting for you guys in the East Campus, I do believe, right?
Second one, because we opened it in January.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, but it's an awesome facility. It's funny. We're actually going to do some tweaks to the North Platte board meeting, board room, just because it's so tight. And Matt Bros at the March meeting said, did you get a little boardroom envy when you were McCook? Like, yeah, Matt, we actually did. But it's a great facility, great space, and I hope the community continues to embrace it. And we're going to open it more and more as we go. So still trying to work some kinks out technology-wise and scheduling, but we're getting there. So, yeah, after the semester ends up, we'll probably open to the community. So we're excited.
You had some open form things going on last night.
Yep. So getting towards the end of the year, as you know, we have student trustees. So Emily Wallnopper from North Platte and Kendry Kern there in McCook, just great student representatives for us. And, you know, their time here is coming quickly to a close. So this was their last meeting. But, softball, baseball, golf is in full swing. And I should say in full swing. Going to start to wind down here soon the next couple weeks as they enter into postseason play. But great individuals for us, great athletes in their own right. And just excited for what they provided to the board from that student perspective. And I know both of them will do quite well moving forward beyond Mid-Plains. So excited for them, and thank you for thanking them for their support. And then Matt Bros, you just mentioned the McCook College Foundation this year joined the financial aid department at the hip as far as scholarship awarding. And so we use a software called Award Spring where students can apply just to the college, and then it will then link to the North Platte and McCook Foundation scholarships and criteria. So Matt, just wanted to thank Erin Brown and her team for their assistance in making it a seamless process. We don't have a final number, but we believe that our scholarships from those two foundations will exceed $400,000 to our students. And so you combine that with our institutional tuition waivers and some of the dual credit stuff that we can get, and we're going to push probably close to $2 million in scholarships for our students. So it's a pretty big number, but we appreciate all the supports of the donors of the past that have provided those funds to those foundations.
Also, recognition of the Phi Theta Kappa All-Nebraska Academic Team.
Yeah, so Kyler Cox is our McCook All-Nebraska Academic Team member. So Kyler will join me in Lincoln next Wednesday as we go through their awards ceremony. The governor will present the awards to them in the Warner Chambers next Wednesday morning. And so Kyler was there, but Kendry, obviously, is the PTK president and your student trustee, was there as well, and then Anna Elliott was there. I think she was the VP of fellowship, was also on hand. So that's our two-year honorary, the cream of the crop, the best of the best. And so nice to have them in front of the board just to thank them for the support and for them to kind of say what PTK means to them. And again, it provides a lot of leadership opportunities and provides a lot of scholarship opportunities as well when they decide to move on to that four-year school. So it was good to get, again, more students in front of the board.
Members of FBLA Collegiate also introduced as well.
So Renee Mooney and Lori Mowry are their sponsors, and so Lori is also the president of the Nebraska State Business Educators Association. So she had a conflict, so she came to say hi and kind of give a little bit of a rundown before the work session, and then Renee came in with Jackson Delaveau, who will also be the student trustee for us for next year, but a good student, McCook native. He won several awards or high finishes at the state FBLA Collegiate competition, and will be going to Dallas this summer to compete on the national level. So, again, another one with business honorary, high-functioning, highly talented individual.
And a couple of retiring folks honored as well.
We are. So Ogallala Campus Administrator Mary Pierce and Imperial Camps Administrator Brenda Liddell both have decided to retire following this year. So Mary's been with us in Ogallala for about 10 years. She took Gail Knott's position, or Gail Knott's spot, when Gail moved over to the dean role and moved to relocate to North Platte. Gail was the original Ogallala Campus Administrator there for about the first 15 years, and then Mary took over and has done a phenomenal job of taking that even to the next level. And then Imperial, Brenda Liddell is the last of our original campus administrators. So she came on in 2002 to help us get that thing going from the ground up, and it is what it is because of the dedication that she has provided the college for 23 years. So we will wish them the best and know that they're not going too far, and they will continue to be huge ambassadors and supporters for the college. So thank you to both Mary and Brenda.
You had a couple of action items as well.
Yeah, so going through action items, we did start a new powerlifting club. So it's going to be kind of like the rodeo when we started the club. It's going to be area-wide, not just North Platte, not just McCook. But this is one that, as long as they're a student of Mid Plains and they're not affiliated with a high school club, because if they're a high school club, they're obviously going to stay with high school until they get to us. But they can be part of the Mid Plains Bar Benders. Camden Grasmick, who is a certified strength and conditioning coach, he's a powerlifting official. He's the assistant women's basketball coach up here in North Platte, does some physical education adjunct work for us, has agreed to kind of be the sponsor, work with the students from all over, whether he's, you know, FaceTiming them, doing some video coaching, but he'll meet with them at least once or twice through each competition season, personally before they go to competitions, to make sure that they're doing it safe, doing it correctly, and I know he's just excited to have an opportunity to use his skill sets in coaching with these students. So he's open 6 to 12. And if anybody's interested, obviously go to website, contact us, and we'll get you in touch with Camden. But it's just an opportunity for students to be involved and have a group of like interests and hobbies that they can work together to be successful both in the classroom and in society.
Graphic design program review?
Yep. So the next two on the jog of the graphic design program review and early childhood education, it is their time with the Coordinating Commission for a program review. So every 7 years we do it. Last month we did dental assisting and HVAC, and so this month is graphic design and early childhood. And so these again are statewide. So all of the community colleges that have these programs are up for review. It's not just picking, you know, Mid Plains. Say this is your month. It is all six of us that we have the programs. They will be reviewing. So again, just checking to make sure they're meeting the outcomes that we need them to. They're highly they're mission central, and they are also needed in the communities. And so the board did approve presenting them to the Coordinating Commission for their continued approval.
And the board also approved the renewal of the two-year DocuSign contract.
Yeah, so DocuSign is kind of our electronic signature software. It's becoming more common in the workplace, and so we use this for all of our employment contracts, our adjunct contracts, our affiliation agreements with our hospitals and our EMT services and fire departments. And anytime we have a contract with someone, it allows us to do it electronically. They date stamp it. They're making sure all the legalese is taken care of, I's are dotted, T's are crossed, and it holds water in a court of law. So that's a two-year contract, and about, we figure it'll be 15,000 to 16,000 electronic routed signatures will happen because of the processes that we have in place.
Couple of more things on the action items, approval of our upgrade on some software.
So that one we actually decided to move, and so this was a previous agenda that we looked at, but we will have this back in May. We're waiting on just some final I's and T's to get to dot on the contract, but this is something that the nurses pay. So this is kind of everything that they need when they become a nursing student from the time they enroll till they graduate, all their books, all their case studies, simulation, their testing is just rolled into one program fee. So this is really just a pass-through, but we have to have the contract so everybody's getting the same stuff. So you'll see this actually come through again in May.
And that's my bad, because Daniel did send me a note that item E had been moved to the May. So also approve the low bid from Platte Valley Electric as well.
So, you know, we have the Cass Center McCook, and they have the pretty high-tech welding booths down there and equipment. And we did the same thing on our East Bay 10 years ago in North Platte. Well, it's time for the West Bay of our welding in North Platte to be upgraded too. But as we went through to get ready to design it, the electrical engineers found that the electrical configuration won't accommodate what we want to do. And so Step one was to back up and to get the electrical up to speed where we need it. And so they'll do that this summer before students come back in the fall. And then we'll go one more year with the existing setup. And then summer of 2026, we'll get that and upgrade that as well. So that's all existing configuration and ventilation system from back in the 70s. So it's well lived beyond its expected life, you know, being mid-50s as far as age. And so it's just time to get it up to speed.
And finally, the disbursements for the month of March.
Yep. And so, you know, that's on the lower end, which we kind of anticipated once we got the East Campus building completed. And the only really capital project we have right now going is the electrical technology building in North Platte. But, you know, it's a little bit lower cost. And so, and they're just kind of getting started. So that number usually is in that $1.5 to $2 million range. So much shorter. But again, as we're winding down the semester, most of the things we need for classrooms and classes were done, you know, before the semester started. So, yep.
Cabinet reports, anything there?
No, just watching, you know, again, the legislature, hopefully get some dual credit appropriation. We know where state aid and the future fund will be just based on the preliminary budget and where what they're trying to do as far as statewide deficit and closing that hole. So we're watching that piece. Enrollment's looking pretty good for fall. You know, Kelly talked about some of the plans that they were putting in place, and I know that she said that the community campus, I think, had registered 21 additional students with some of the program tweaks they were making, and we did a walk-on incentive for our coaches, and Kelly went through and tried to line those up, and it looks like we could have about 15 additional athletes that we're not, you know, the walk-ons that we're not used to having, so some of those incentives are working as well. So sometimes we don't fill our teams completely full, and then we get hit the injury bug, and then we're scrounging. So we really just try to entice them to fill their rosters, and if they can, bring an extra one or two on. And most of those coaches have risen to the challenge, and I think we're going to see some additional student-athletes walking the halls.
That adjourned the meeting from, once again, last night. Next board meeting, May 14th in Broken Bow.
Yeah, so our May meeting is the one we move around to one of the community campuses, and so every 4 years we hit one, and this time we'll be in Broken Bow.
Graduation ceremonies in North Platte and McCook are what day?
So May 9th, right. 10 o'clock in McCook, 3 o'clock in North Platte, and if you have a nurse that's getting pinned with her RN, Associate Degree of Nursing, that will be 12:30 in North Platte. So it's going to be a big day. We also have an MLT pinning, which is a smaller audience, but we do have that at 1:30. So for Jody and I and the VPs, it's going to be 10 o'clock McCook, 12:30 nurse pinning North Platte, 1:30 MLT pinning North Platte, 3 o'clock commencement North Platte. So it's a day of celebration.
You're going to have your track shoes on that day, aren't you, Ryan?
You're going to have our track shoes on that day.
All right. Daniel, sir, anything on your from your end?
At Mid Plains Community College, we see your drive to succeed, and through our academic programs, provide the opportunity to change your life. Summer classes begin May 12th, but registration is open for the fall. Transform your future into something better at Mid Plains Community College.
Wow, summer classes, boom. We get 1 year, the school year done, and get those classes going for summertime.
They do. They go immediately. So, yeah, someone don't wait until you think high school is out, May 16th or maybe the 23rd. I'll get in. We have some classes that start as early, I think maybe the 6th. So I think you just got to watch the schedule. But if you're interested in something summer, reach out sooner than later, because I know some of those classes early do fill up.